Vitello again. I forgot to mention that on Tuesday, we stopped in at a Starbucks for coffee.
Oh, and yeah, the Patricias.
Yes, we met the two Patricias. There were these two really nice women. They were both friends, and they introduced themselves as the two Patricias. One was actually Patricia, and the other was Patty, but we started referring to them as the two Patricias, and I kept thinking of the two trees by Yeats.
Well, they were nice and reserved a table for us.
They did. They were very kind. And then we kept running into them after that. They were going into shops that we were investigating as well, so we kept asking them directions to find certain shops. We've got GPS technology on our phones, obviously, but sometimes it doesn't track things very well.
Well, and it can't, if it's like 5 meters apart or 10, like it
yeah,
it's you within a certain distance.
Exactly, it's hard to tell which store is which.
Yeah.
So yeah, the two Patricias would say, oh, we're heading in that direction, we can take you there.
That was fun.
Yes, it was. And then
I had a coupon for Starbucks or a card.
Yeah, you did. So we got free coffee. Yay. Well, I had a hot chocolate. Or what did I have? Yeah, no, I had a peppermint mocha.
Yeah, and I had a hot chocolate.
That's right.
Yummy, yummy. And I had a cookie or a brownie. Oh, it was a really nice brownie. It had big, huge chunks of chocolate in it.
Mmm. Yeah. So. And then yesterday, we took paratransit to my place fairly early in the morning. And then I was able to put some things away and get a few errands done. And then we had a fairly long walk to the bus stop when we wanted to depart for to do some more shopping. But that walk was fine. We actually knew where we were going, and we didn't get misdirected. It was on the way back that we had issues,
well,
but I'll get to those later.
Guy. Yeah, we'll tell you later.
But anyway, there's another shop in the city that sells collectibles. Now, the people that run this shop tend to buy things in big auction lots, so they're not always sure what they're buying. And
they're a bit quirky.
Yes, they are very quirky. I mean, nice people, but quirky is a very apt description. So their store tends to be more of a jumble. Olive's Oddments is beautifully arranged. With, you know, most things have boxes, you know, the original boxes. Most,
if they don't, then they'll tell you.
Yeah, exactly. The ladies usually know who the maker of each collectible is. It's a bit more posh.
Well,
it's also a bit pricier.
Spider.
Pardon me?
I didn't get another metal spider if they had one.
Oh, no, you didn't ask about spiders yesterday, did you? Oh. Or bats?
No. Olives have
Oh, spiders. Olives had spiders. Oh, but you were going to ask about bats and spiders at weird stuff, too.
Yeah, but we found a nice restaurant before we went to weird stuff because he said, there's a restaurant near my store. And I said, oh, okay. So we checked the menu and it seemed good, so we
yes.
went there.
Yeah, so we went there first. We found it really easily because it was right near the bus stop where we had to get off. And it was really nice. I got delicious seafood chowder with, like, huge shrimps and clams and big pieces of crab meat and potatoes and carrots and real cream. Oh, so good.
I got a turkey dinner.
Yes.
It was a turkey, open turkey face sandwich with gravy and so it's
and mashed potatoes, with
and
cheese.
Vegetables. Yeah, cheesy mashed potatoes and garlic. Yeah, it was yummy.
And veggies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it must be a pretty good restaurant, because when we were in there, the place was extremely crowded. It was hopping. So, yeah, we enjoyed a nice lunch. And then we went to this collectibles slash pawn slash supposedly antique shop called Weird Stuff, and it does really have weird stuff in there.
Yeah.
But it's neat. Like, it's a fun place to go investigate. And that's where Kim made her find, and I'll
yes.
let her tell you about that.
Well, I was looking at different dolls, and found one that's really nice. It's kind of a Christmassy doll in velvet. It had a muff and to keep its hands warm, which if I was the doll, I'd want to keep my hands warm too if I was that cold. It had a fur hood on, fur-lined hood, and
beautiful leather boots.
Yeah, beautiful boots. And so I thought, oh, that's
stockings.
Nice. And then, so I found another one. Well, she did, the lady that was helping us, and it has a kilt and a sweater, and it had red hair, and it's very nice as well. So I was looking at the doll and saying, oh, I really like this doll, and all of a sudden heard someone asking about how much it was, and I thought, oh no. And he said, Merry Christmas, I just bought it for you. And I said, oh, well, thank you very much, and I was shocked. So I have a doll. It's beautiful.
Yes, so you had your mind made up for you.
Yes, I did. So.
But I think you have no regrets.
No, I don't have any regrets.
She's adorable. I will post, I made a recording in there of us looking at dolls and music boxes, and I will post that as well. I'll be inundating you with booze today. Sorry about that, folks. You'll get drunk on my booze. Oh, no.
Ha ha.
Well, if I ramble enough, I'm sure anybody would get drunk, or would want to get drunk just listening to me. But anyhow, I found a few music boxes that were, they were nice. Like, there's this one Austrian glass stagecoach music box with an organ and an organ grinder inside. And I liked it very much, but it was huge. Like, even bigger, I think, than that set of dolls would have been. And I just did not have the room for it. The other things, one was very similar to a piano that I already have. And another one had the same musical movement that I already have in another music box. So I did not find anything that I wanted to buy.
Ooh, I also found a crystal. They had tons of crystals there.
Yes.
And they had this big paperweight that looked like a big diamond.
And they had another one that was, the actual paperweight was plastic, but inside the plastic there was a scorpion and a bunch of gems.
That's cool.
It was a clear plastic paperweight, yeah. And there was a Tibetan worry man that I really liked. I don't know why, I just got a good feeling from it for some silly reason. I realize that's not logical, but there you have it. But again, he was quite big as well. And I have so many knickknacks as it is. I mean, probably too many. And I've had to downsize in terms of furniture. So I no longer have as many places to put things as I did in my old place. So, no, I could not buy anything that day. But it was fun to go and look.
It is fun.
And they had incense in that store, too.
Well, the thing is, I forgot my incense. I traded some stuff, and he said, okay, you know, I'll give you some money, and you can have the incense and the crystal. He gave me my money. I went to put it away, and he had the incense boxes. And I didn't realize until I was on the bus, and I said, oh, my incense boxes. And I'm not going back for that.
Yeah, we were already halfway home by that point.
And I said, I can just go back for it. I'm sure he's the owner of the store. I'm sure he'll remember me.
I think he will.
I mean, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah. So, oh my word. Getting home was a chore and a half. When we got off the bus, we got off at a stop that I don't normally use all that often. So I wanted to ask someone for directions to make sure I was heading in the right way. And I didn't want to be fumbling around with GPS because it was really cold. So I asked a gentleman for directions, and we got completely misdirected, ended up going two blocks out of our way before I realized.
He told us the opposite direction of where we needed to go.
Yes.
And I thought, just tell us you don't know if you don't know.
Exactly.
You know, don't say yes, you are. I mean, there's street signs for a reason, people.
And then when we finally did need to use GPS, good gravy, I don't know what was going on. Maybe it was because the temperature was so cold.
It was so cold. The phone was freezing cold. And Blind Square and Maps are giving us two totally different directions.
Yes.
Maps was stuck, thinking we wanted to go to another address that we didn't put in. And then Blind Square was stuck, telling us we were going in different directions than we were.
Yes.
It was very messed up.
It was.
It finally decided to correct itself, but I think it was partly because it was so cold.
Yeah, so I had to finally I realized, just from various landmarks, that I was going the right way to begin with. The GPS was totally messed up, and I just totally second-guessed myself, which I didn't need to do. So I realized eventually that I'd been going the right way all along, once we got in the direction that we needed to go in, and I was able to get us home. But it's a good thing I didn't need to rely on that GPS, because it was giving us false information.
Maybe rule number one is, if you know where you're going, turn it off for now.
Yeah.
That's what I was suggesting we do.
But Yeah, but, you know, I thought, well, maybe I veered somehow, or maybe I got us onto the wrong street somehow. It's easy to second-guess yourself as a blind person.
It is, yeah.